This is a CKTZ News update. 338 Canada's projection for September 6th shows the NDP on the verge of winning 5 or 6 of Vancouver Island's 7 federal seats. If this electoral projection website is correct, the NDP are riding on a wave of public support that they have not seen since 1988. That was the federal election, when 43.9% of the island's popular vote was NDP. They had 40% in yesterday's projection. So far, during this election, the Conservative Party has been depicted as having replaced the Greens as Vancouver Island's second most popular choice in terms of popular vote. Yet the only riding where someone not belonging to the NDP enjoys a comfortable lead is Saanich Gulf Islands, where Green Party leader Elizabeth May is projected as 12% ahead of her closest challenger, a Conservative. Since 338 Canada came into existence, it has correctly predicted the outcome of 7 out of 8 elections. The website's winning streak was broken in the Nova Scotia provincial election last month when the software failed to predict a Conservative majority. Overall, 338 Canada has identified the winning candidate for each riding 88.3% of the time in 8 elections. Philippe Fournier, a physics and astrophysics professor from Montreal, created the website in 2017. It uses a combination of demographic and polling data to project the outcomes of elections. The projection changes every time more data is added. For example, during the 2019 election, 338 Canada showed the Green Party leading in 4 Vancouver Island ridings throughout most of the campaign. The Conservatives briefly surged forward in the other 3 ridings, erasing the NDP from the map. However, by election day, Fournier's software correctly depicted the NDP winning 5 seats, including North Island, Powell River. The Greens were also shown picking up Nanaimo-Ladysmith and holding on to Saanich Gulf Islands. On his website, Fournier explains, quote, "The 338 Canada model uses a mostly proportional swing with regional adjustments. For example, if a party goes from 30 to 33% in the poll aggregate, an increase of 10%, then its score goes up by 10% in every district. If said party is at 15% in District X, then its score goes up to 16.5%, an increase of 1.5%. Also, the electoral history of said regions and districts is taken into consideration by giving probabilistic floors and ceilings for each political party." Unquote. Yesterday's projection depicts 5 Vancouver Island ridings as NDP safe seats. They have also elected NDP MPs since 2015, the year Rachel Blaney was first elected in North Island, Powell River. The 6th riding, Nanaimo-Cowichan, is a toss-up. Conservative candidate Tamara Cronus is nudging ahead of NDP candidate Lisa Marie Barron in a tight 3-way race, which shows the Green Party incumbent Paul Manley only 2% behind the 2 leaders. If Cronus wins, she will be the first Conservative candidate elected on Vancouver Island since 2011. This could also result in the Green Party being confined to the riding where Elizabeth May was first elected. The Greens polled 2nd overall on Vancouver Island in both the 2019 and 2015 elections, when 27% and 23.8% of the electorate voted for them. Prior to that, the NDP and Conservatives have led the popular vote in every election since the 1980s. Vancouver Island's last Liberal MP, Keith Martin, was elected in Esquimalt-Wandifuca during 2008. There were 2 Liberal MPs in 2004. Can either the Conservatives or Liberals regain a foothold on Vancouver Island? Will the NDP once again sweep through 6 of the island's ridings, like they did in 2015? Or can the Green Party hang on to both of the ridings where they have incumbents? What difference will the federal leadership debates and subsequent media commentaries make? There are still 13 days until the election.